With today's Frugal Report, I'm Bob Larson. There may be no more important congressional business in the short term than ratification of the USMCA. That's according to U.S. Apple Association President Jim Baer, who says no group knows that better than Washington apple growers.
Well, your listeners are maybe as much or more than any other part of American agriculture are tied to trade, and so their future is really dependent on it.
The good news, Baer says, is there appears to be support on both sides of the aisle.
Fortunately, it is a bipartisan support largely, and that's good to see because we really are going to need every member of the delegations from the Northwest to vote for USMCA.
But Baer says every day that goes by makes passage a little more difficult.
Canada has their presidential election third week in October, and for their political reasons, they don't want to have to do their final ratification at that time. So that means we've got a couple of weeks between now and, say, the second week in October. After that, if it hasn't been passed by then, and it probably gets bumped into November. Again, every day that goes by just means that we've got more pressure to get it done in a shorter amount of time.
Unfortunately, Baer says ag didn't start this.
You know, it's frustrating because the trade wars are through no fault of agriculture, yet we're caught in the crosshairs of a fight that we didn't start and frankly don't really stand to gain from.
Bottom line, Baer says Washington growers deserve free trade, especially with their neighbors.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.